800-259-9231. It's the Monday, Christmas Day edition of the show, and we're in the studio with you. Toll-free again, that's 800-259-9231, also known as the Packet 8 toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those that are on us. freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to the fun to start things out here in Hour 3 with Paula in Florida. Ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, hon. I heard what you were talking about, the young lady from Nevada. And you know what's wrong with these children today?
What?
Is that I don't think that they were raised to where they're supposed to love themselves, care about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't care about yourself, you can't care about anybody else.
Well, it's clear that she was caring about others. She was flashing her breasts for them.
Yeah, well, that's not what I'm talking about, you know.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean,
she's bringing joy to the world in this holiday season, Paula.
If you can't love yourself and care about yourself, I mean, if you care about yourself that much, you're not going to do something to hurt yourself.
I don't think she intended to hurt herself. She was just partying at age 17 or 19.
But she did hurt herself, and Paula's right about that.
She hurt herself.
And I mean, her parents, I think this has a lot to do with the way she was raised. You know, my husband was raised that way, not to care about himself. And it's ruined his whole life. And, I mean, anyway, there's some information.
Is that why he married you?
Oh, come on.
Some of it's already come out in American Free Press, and more of it's coming out. The gentleman that's getting information out told me about it, and he's already sent information to.
What? What's going on?
Okay, back from World War II till now, we have got 30,000 of our veterans that are still in prison camps.
In World War II?
What?
Yes, and they're in Russia.
Do you know how old our veterans from World War II are?
I'm serious, hon. And some of our vets, now
you're telling
they're
90.
30. They dead,
hold on. Slow down. I'll let you get to some more information here in a moment. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. World War II veterans, 30,000 of them, are still in camps?
We have, from the World War II to all the other things we've been through, we have 30,000.
Oh, every war, from World War II through the present.
Yeah, from World War II on.
So how many people from World War II are still in camps?
I'm not. He's got the information. He's faxing it to them. And
okay.
But anyway, there's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
They've all been told that they're dead. Now some have died, you know, in the prison camps. But there's still, I mean, altogether right now, there's 30,000.
And where does this information come from? How is this being corroborated?
He has the information.
Who is he
now?
And my husband also was involved in this.
Wait. Who has the information? Because you're making
a friend
pretty
of mine
radical
has got,
claim.
He's been faxing all weekend. He's getting this information to the right
I'm
people.
Sorry. Paula, I spoke over you when you gave the name. Who is it?
It's a friend of my cousin, and he just moved here. And
a
anyway,
friend of your
I
cousin?
Met him, I met him, and he's getting the information out to people right now.
So, Paula, wouldn't this qualify as hearsay at this point, then? He's got
it's
absolutely...
not hearsay, hon. It's
well, actually,
fact.
It is, because it's a friend
fact,
of your cousin who told you something, and now you're
Diego,
telling us.
Garcia Island, off of Spain, we have some of our soldiers from Vietnam that have what they call the Black Sift. They're in quarantine, and this stuff is so bad, it's unreal. And my husband had to take paper. They use paper closure because they have to burn them when they get through, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
My husband had to deliver some of these down near Cape Canaveral.
What do they have to burn, the soldiers?
No, the clothes that they use paper clothes for them, and they have to burn them, you know.
So wait, your husband?
Now, what's the name of the island these guys are interned on? Interned?
Diego Garcia. It's an island off Spain.
Hmm.
But anyway, there's 4,000.
And your husband delivers the clothes to the island?
No, we have a place down near Cape Canaveral that the government owns, and they're in a quarantine.
There's
and
prisoners on Cape Canaveral. Now, I lived just off of Cape Canaveral, and I'm wondering...
No, it's there.
I'm just wondering, now, do people work at this particular prison that you're talking about?
Yeah, but the guards aren't allowed to... I mean, if they even touch you... I mean, this stuff is so bad, it's unreal. And they said...
Wait, Paula, what he's asking is, there are people that work there, so they're asked to be kept
quiet?
Yeah,
you know, they've got it fixed to where, you know, they have to be very careful. And
I understand that they're careful. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. Do these people go to work every day in a boat?
This land that Cape Canaveral has, that the government has.
Wait, I'm confused, Paula. You have to understand. I have to ask questions so I understand. I don't want to pretend like I'm getting what you're saying.
I'll tell you
and
what,
not
I
actually
have
get it.
Him get
hold
in
on,
touch
Paula.
With you.
Slow down. Hold on. Now, You're telling me that there's a camp where they're holding World War II veterans near Cape Canaveral?
They're in Russia. They're in China. And there's 4,000 on this island.
Wait, near Spain?
Diego Garcia.
What's
near Cape Canaveral?
There's 4,000 there, but total of all of them, including a Vietnam vet that are in quarantine, is 30,000.
Right. Now, what's near Cape Canaveral? That's the part I missed.
It's a place that the government owns. It's part of Cape Canaveral, and they got them in quarantine.
Wait, who is?
How many are there there?
My husband didn't say. Bill probably can give you more information, but I know that my husband took this stuff down to him, and the guards explained to him a long time. He was a veteran, too, and he found out about it himself.
Hold on, before
you go any farther, now, pretty much most of Cape Canaveral is a nature preserve.
Yeah,
they've got a place where they've got them in quarantine.
I understand.
It's a big place, so they could easily have a secret location.
But the public,
yeah,
but it's mostly open to the public. I mean, you know, at some point or another.
No. Well, now hold on a second, Paula. You're telling me that what they have in quarantine are some of these veterans that have been brought back from the detention camps?
Yes, they've got the black Sith. The government said there's no cure for it.
It's like Darth Vader Sith?
They have these open sores that just bust open and... Anyway, they said it's horrible.
How did they get these guys out of the detainment camps?
They're still in the camp.
No. Wait a minute. I thought you were saying there was 30,000 former soldiers.
There's 30,000 total that are prisoners and these guys that are in quarantine.
There's 30,000 guys around the world
total.
And there's some that are in quarantine in America?
Yeah.
How did they get them out of the prison camps from around the world?
These guys, now the ones that have the black Sith, they were not prisoners. These are guys that came back that were very ill with this black Sith, and they put them in quarantine.
So you're saying the U.S. government has been quarantining men with black Sith for 40 years?
Yeah, since
That's
Vietnam.
Awesome.
That is quite a claim. And this was told to you by your friend,
Governor? Well, I can get Bill to get in touch with you, okay?
Lawyer? Who?
Huh?
Who are you going to have call us?
The gentleman that has the information.
The man who's your niece's son or whatever?
In the American Free Press already.
Right. Hey, Paula,
please have him get a hold of us.
You are
okay,
on top of it. Paula, thank you very much.
Is there
a
number that I can get straight to you?
Yes, the one you just dialed. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yes, Paula, my number is 911-7852. Wow.
I can't even...
No, that's not hearsay or anything.
I'm stupefied. Okay, now, you can very easily say that... you know, that, I don't know, World War II? World War II? Come on, these guys are dead. I swear. Now, maybe some guys were held past their times, but, you know, keeping prisoners is expensive.
Sure it is.
Why would you want to keep a prisoner?
Why would you quarantine these guys for decades? Why not just bump them off? I mean, if the black Sith is so dangerous, why not, put them in an oven or something?
Yeah, I would have to say that, too, is I can't believe the Cape Canaveral part of this. I know Cape Canaveral, I don't believe any
part of it. There may be a few people in prisons around the world, but 30,000?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just...
But her niece's friend said so, or uncle, or whoever he was. Doesn't he have credibility with you, listeners?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line to Matthew in, Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Matt. What's up?
On a little lighter note, did you guys see the movie Little Miss Sunshine?
No. What's that all about?
That's about this whole industry of beauty contest industry, only with a little kid, with a real little girl, like maybe 8 years old or 9 years old, and what the family goes to get her to this contest that she is taking part in.
Is it a documentary?
Oh, no.
Fiction.
It's a comedy.
Okay.
It's a comedy. It's very funny, and... I don't know. This might be giving it away, but I don't know whether you guys are going
to
see it or not.
I don't really have a lot of time to watch movies, so if you don't want to have it given away, tune out for a moment. But give it away, please.
Okay, this little girl is taught a routine for the talent contest by her grandpa. They go through all rigmarole to get her to all these things are happening to them with their car and stuff, and they're struggling to get her to her contest. They finally get her there, and it turns out when she gets there that her talent is a stripper.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. That does sound like an interesting movie. Thanks for the call, Matt. More's on the way. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the Christmas Day, Monday edition of Free Talk Live, and we're in the studio live. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, including the live stream. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free for you at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun, Bill in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Great, Bill.
Yes,
what's on your mind?
Really good. We'd like to pass on to you that there's a quarantine station that's located in the Indian Ocean. It's called Diego Garcia.
Now, hold on. It's in the Indian Ocean? Or it's
correct.
In...
It's in the Indian Ocean.
Oh, I thought it was off the coast of Spain, is what I was understanding.
Well, actually, no, the location's Indian Ocean.
That's okay. The other coast of Spain.
Yeah, okay. And Diego Garcia is well known throughout the U.S. military as a quarantine station.
Uh-huh.
There are thousands of Americans, soldiers and civilians, who are being denied access to this country.
Now, how long does somebody get quarantined at the Diego Garcia resort?
Well, as I understand, if they have a contagious disease that is incurable, they're kept there indefinitely.
Why not execute them? I mean, if this is really going on, and I don't believe it for a moment, mm-hmm. but if this is really going on, then why not cut the costs and get rid of these people? Because it's bad enough. I mean, if the news comes out, and apparently it's breaking right now, but if the news comes out nationwide that the American government has been holding its own men, its own soldiers in quarantine for decades, that's outrageous enough as it is. Why not just make it so you bump them off? I mean, it's really not going to make the story that much more outrageous, is it?
Well, you know, there are a lot of subjects that are considered to be like national security, and you can't talk about because of... no controls, etc. Now, this is something that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we've contacted your station, we are checking the...
are you Paula's husband?
What's that?
Are you related to Paula?
No. She's a very lovely lady. I've talked to her several times.
Uh-huh.
And she is very much interested in the public welfare.
Now, who are you, Bill? In relation to Paula, how do you know her?
I met her through a mutual friend here in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and a concerned American. And
do you guys live on a commune together or something, you and her?
No, she lives here in Upper Florida, near mm-hmm. Jacksonville, and I live probably about 10, 15 miles from her.
I see. Now, you just happened to call in because you heard her on the air, or did she call you afterwards and say, Bill, you got to call these guys?
Because, you know, I mean, we are clueless about Diego Garcia, I must say.
Right.
I understand. Actually, she called me, told me that you were on the air to give you a call, so I wanted to be sure and do that. And I thought I'd pass along that the...
Where
Americans...
did you get this information from, Bill? Because it's pretty outrageous if it's true.
I understand. A number of friends of mine who are in the military have told me that quite often when a soldier goes in for medical treatment, if they're diagnosed with an incurable disease, then suddenly they disappear. You know, they're just picked up and they come in, take all their belongings, and they're
Did you up. Ever have a disease at one time? Because your throat sounds a little funny.
Well, actually, we had a major storm here just a short while ago, and we had a major rainstorm. So I've been out here running around trying to. Take care of both animals. I do.
Does your throat sort of get bloated during a rainstorm there in Florida?
I think so, yeah. That's right. Let me say this if you don't mind.
Please.
There's a tree, it's called the it's pronounced G-I-A-C tree. G-U-A-I-A-C. G-I-A-C tree.
Okay.
Okay, they're very prolific throughout Florida and the South.
So what? Called what?
It's called the G-I-A-C tree.
G-I-A, what was it?
It's spelled G-U-A-I-A-C.
G-U-A-I-A-C. Okay.
Right. Now, it's used for a variety of different melodies. American Indians were fully aware of this tree. It was called the Tree of Life. And so the reason I mentioned this tree to you is that throughout the Indian dialects, apparently American people who were... sort of be like ministers 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We came across Indian tribes that had diseases, some of the ones we can't figure out, we can't contain now.
Yeah.
They had specific ways of treating their Indian people.
And one of them was the Guaiac tree?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, why is it that the U.S. military isn't giving these men the Guaiac tree and helping them out?
Well, let me send this fax information to you so you can check it over carefully.
Okay. I'll give you my fax number. Are you ready?
Real good.
Okay. 911-4527.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. Come on. Come on, man. His voice broke when I made the throat comment. Now, while I think Paula really believes what she's saying, I think Bill was a fake call.
You think so?
Like, I think Paula truly is, she's not a faker. She's a she's the real deal. She is a conspiracy nut. And she sits around all day and mulls over her conspiracy theories and checks her fax machine for faxes from people. Apparently she gets them from her church.
I'm looking at Diego Garcia here, and apparently it's a real island, really in the Indian Ocean, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it seems to be a popular tourist destination.
Ah, that's just the front, Mark.
The British wish you to enjoy an enjoyable stay on Diego Garcia. All videotapes brought to Diego Garcia will be retained by British Customs for screening.
That's because they don't want you sneaking into the secret facility.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have pornographic material. They must be Muslim there. I don't know.
Very no, strange. It's because they don't want you sneaking into the secret withholding facility for the soldiers.
Mm.
And they have to screen your tapes to make sure you haven't gotten any secret images out of the country.
Very strange.
800-259-9231. That's right. You can claim anything on Free Talk Live. Just remember the fax number, 911-7852. Okay.
Is that the same number you gave out before?
I don't know. All right. So, wow. With that in mind, you had an emailer with a question, right, Mark?
I do. Let me find it. I'm looking at Diego Garcia here. I want to go for a visit.
The Guiac tree or whatever it was is a real tree, by the way. That's true.
That's the great thing about conspiracy
theories. Yeah, that is the funny thing about conspiracy theories is they'll take in facts and mix them together with absolute, just total fabrication.
Well, they could have said St. Augustine grass for all I know, except... Right. That I could go out in my lawn in Florida and eat the stuff and find out whether it cures disease or not. So, anyway, here from Ryan. Hello, good sir. I was wondering what method is used to get Free Talk Live on land-based radio in my area. Does it take money or people or both? Now, I want to stop and answer the questions. There's a few different sections to this email, sort of, and I just want to take it out basically sentence by sentence.
It does take money, and it does take people. I mean, that's the best way to do it. The basic concept is, without your help, I call radio stations all day long and ask them to add the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially my day job here for Free Talk Live. Now, it helps when a radio station program director is... That's who I talk to, by the way, the program director. In some cases, the program director is also another title, like the general manager, that sort of thing.
Yeah, he could vary. In smaller stations, generally, it's people wear lots of hats.
But basically, if you have called your local station and have asked them to air Free Talk Live, they already know what Free Talk Live is when I call to ask them to air the show. And so, yes, people calling their local talk stations can be very helpful towards getting Free Talk Live on the air. And to answer the money issue, money helps because it helps us do outreach and advertising to these radio stations, like the AMP program, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
But we don't pay for airtime. Some radio shows do that,
right.
And we don't do that.
We'll talk about that coming back. It's a little bit of radio shop talk, inside radio, how the syndication business works. Did you know that, we'll actually tell you, there's one big host that actually charges for his show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That includes the bulletin board system. There are a lot of posts for you to surf around through, over 140,000 of them, in fact, over 1,300 people interacting, and it is free. Serious issues, fun stuff, all being discussed. Our listeners, there, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And is there a young person that's important to you? Well, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt alone. That's no way to start a life. Buy them Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. We're talking a little bit about the radio business and how this whole radio syndication thing works. The reason why? Well, somebody asked. Yeah. One of our listeners emailing in.
Ryan did, as a matter of fact. He wanted to know whether, basically, how is it that Free Talk Live gets on a given radio station?
We do it in the way that most syndicated radio shows do. But there's three specific ways that it tends to happen in the business. And if you listen to the radio, you can identify two of them, but you can't identify the third. So we'll identify the third way for you here in a moment. The first way is where a radio show pays the radio station to be on the air.
Right. So usually what that is on some
places. Clean your colon.
Yeah, colon cleansers, stock tips. Those kind of things. Now, I'm not saying that Jim Cramer's real money. I'm not saying that
no longer on anymore.
He's not. That's the reason I didn't have any problem mentioning him. I'm not saying that he wasn't a legit show, because he was. But there's a lot of stock shows out there that want you to buy their particular...
Their newsletter.
Yeah, whatever it is that
right.
they have. And those are generally sort of paid spots. There's a lot of herbal health stuff.
Remedies,
otherwise, they couldn't get on and explain why it is. They just need more than a minute to explain what it is that their makes their product work.
Right.
So they...
So, yeah, whenever you hear some a show on the air that's an obvious infomercial where somebody's pitching a product constantly throughout an entire hour, you can pretty much guess that they that radio station was paid to run those shows. Now, stations don't really like to run them because they know that it turns people off. They know that those shows bug some listeners and it sort of makes their station look bad. But at the same time, stations do have to pay their bills, so a lot of times you'll hear them running at like 5 in the morning on a Saturday or something like that when they don't think as many people are listening. So there's the shows that pay to be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's shows like us that are called barter shows. Essentially, the deal is a trade-out. So, for instance, the radio station where you live could pay a local guy to come in and do a local show, and then, in that case, they would own all of the inventory, as they call it, the commercials. So when you hear the commercial breaks, there's a certain number of commercials, a certain amount of minutes of commercials that are there. If you're paying a local guy, you have the entire amount of commercials that you want to schedule in that particular hour to sell for yourself. When it comes to a show like Free Talk Live or many of the other radio shows that you hear on the air, all of the pretty much almost many of the big names, I'm not going to name all of them because I may be wrong about some, but for the most part, it's this trade-out deal where they get to air the show, which means they don't have to pay for a local guy, which could cost a lot of money.
Right.
And so they save that money in that they don't have to pay for him, but they do have to give up some of their commercial inventory so we can run our commercials. That way our advertisers can get on all of those local
stations.
And they
pay our bills.
Exactly. So it's kind of like a you scratch my back, I scratch yours thing. The station gets the national show and those national talent hosts, and to give it up, to give us that airtime, they give up a little bit of their inventory. But they get the majority of it. Of the minutes of commercials you hear on a radio station, it's local commercials for the most part, and less of our commercials.
Like in our case, I think
it's like a 9-6 split.
9-6 split, and then we split with the syndicator that we have. We split the remaining inventory in order that we keep some, and then they have some of their own to pay their bills.
Everybody gets their bills paid with the barter system.
Right.
That's the way most radio syndication works.
Good system.
Then there are exceptions to both of those. There's the third way, which is where radio stations pay for a program.
Right.
Very rare. Well, I can't say it's very rare. There's hundreds of stations that do it. Rush Limbaugh is the man who charges for his show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else these days does. I know Stern used to.
Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura charges?
She did. When I managed a station that carried Dr. Laura, she
really?
Did charge. Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, I know for a fact Limbaugh does. Do you know of any others? And the way they charge is by...
Stern.
Stern's gone.
Stern's
gone. He doesn't charge anymore. The way they charge is by market size. So the bigger your market is, like if you live in New York City, whew, you're going to be paying millions of dollars to Rush Limbaugh. If you live in podunk nowhere, then it'll be, you know, $100,000.
I would say that the morning shock jock guys would be more likely to do the paid scenario simply because they don't want to put together their an organization to sell their commercials.
Maybe.
It's just a guess.
I'm not sure about
Stern. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I've never heard of it. Well, I guess I have heard of it in some smaller instances, but there could also be, I suppose, a mix of payment and barter, but I don't think
that's what Rush is, a mix of payment.
Oh, you do get to, okay, yeah, that's right. You do, well.
He does the Tempur-Pedic ads, and he does, or, you know, Slick Comfort ads, excuse me. He does, yeah, Rush is a mix of.
So,
because he can afford to, you know, say, hey, I want some money and I want some commercial events.
Because if you've got Rush on your station, like him or not, he pulls ratings.
He does.
If you've got Rush on your station, people will listen. It's just a fact.
And one day they're going to say that about Ian and Mark.
Yeah, but we won't be charging stations.
Well, that's what you say.
You aren't in charge, my friend, as much as you were believing that you were earlier today on WNTK, claiming you were part owner of the show.
I didn't claim that at all. You said our, my show, and I'm like, it's our show.
It's my show, and you're a part of the show.
Oh, whatever.
You're on the program. All right.
I am on the program. I own the commercial avails, though.
Did he have...
I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's what I... Is that not our agreement?
Sort of.
Let's go
on. Sort of. We don't need to reveal our agreement on the air.
I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and excluding the people moving here from California, a lot of us are so conservative, we're considered liberal, hence libertarian. I've turned at least 100 people onto your podcast since the November election when I found you.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we all want to live. We all want to want live interactive FTL. most of us work stage production and work late, so we listen to radio shows during the day while running around and watching the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Penn and Teller, Penn from Penn and Teller. Anyway,
yeah.
Show me the path, and I will charge it.
Here's the path. You go to localfact.freetalklive.com, that's local FAQ, or you can just go to local.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you to the sub-forum on our bulletin board system that's devoted to helping you contact your local radio stations. So what you do is you go there, you select, there's 50 different sub-forums. There's one for every state in the United States.
Right.
You select the one that's appropriate to you. You may already see a message thread there that has to do with your area. If you don't, then create a new one. I'll spot that. I'll come in there and put post the phone numbers and the contact information for all your local radio stations.
It doesn't take long for you to respond either. You pretty much get let know by email whenever anybody.
For the most part, it might take me a couple days, but I'll get I'll get in there and I'll post the local stations, and then you just give them a call. It's actually really easy. And in fact, in a number of markets, I've already called the program directors there, and a number of them have listened to the show and they like it. It's just a matter of getting it to happen. It's just a matter of helping them understand that there are people out there who really want to listen to this kind of program. And that's where you come in. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfectly good sense. I mean, we have a system set up to help people, to call the influential people. We tell them, we do some of the work for them. We tell you who the influential people are, or at least give you their titles and their telephone numbers as best we can. We try to give you, you know, all the information we can on the station so that you can call and get your friends to call and ask for Free Talk Live.
And the cool thing is, it doesn't, I don't know, some people are uncomfortable about making outgoing calls like this. The thing you have to remember is that these guys really appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, they do want to know.
They hate it when they hear from people that, I heard someone say GD on the radio this morning. You know, that's the kind of phone call they get from a listener. It's usually angry at something they did wrong or something that they don't like about the station. You're not doing that. You're saying that I really want to hear something new, something fresh on your station. I am a listener, or I would be a listener, if you would just air Free Talk Live.
Right. And yeah, I would have to say that you get a lot of complaint calls when you're on a radio station. I remember I had, you know, some gal came into the Easy Listening station that both of us, you know, we worked at the offices of, and she was complaining about that the signal strength wasn't good enough. She wasn't getting it that day.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry. The only one that can help you is the FCC and God.
800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Coming up, statist dating. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. experience with this free demo, The Secret to Reading 1,000% Faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the Monday, Christmas Day edition of the program. Still enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. We give it away. FreeTalkLive.com. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 300 of our listeners have done at amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking about an email that came in about how they could help get the show on more stations. Well, besides calling, picking up the phone and calling your local program director, which is very effective, giving $3 a month to AMP is also very effective because we take that money in and we turn it around into advertising, promoting, and marketing Free Talk Live to purchase radio industry advertisements, like in Talkers Magazine, for instance. We got a half-page ad in there. That's the same size ad as all the big boys, as a lot of the big boys. Some of them have full-pagers. We can't quite afford that yet.
Yeah, today's not the day for full-pagers.
But nonetheless, essentially, your AMP dollars are allowing us to appear as though we are one of the big boys, and we might as well be if we've got half-page ads. And that's all because of AMP. And there's other things that we're doing with the AMP dollars. You can get details on how they're being spent at amp.freetalklive.com. You also get perks. You get access to the classic archives, of which one I just posted over the weekend for our amplifiers, because every $25 we get in, we post another classic for them to download. You also get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines and more. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. As we go to Stéphane Molyneux and his fresh article, which he actually sent to me personally, so he must have really thought that it was good for Free Talk Live, I guess.
I guess.
The title is Statist Dating.
So Statist Dating?
Yeah. Like, Statist Dating.
Okay.
So this afternoon, when my son comes home from school, he's carrying a cat cage. He throws his books on the kitchen table, flashes me a smile, heading to the fridge. "Hey, son," I ask, "where'd you get that cat?" "Oh," he says, opening the fridge door, "it's my date's." "Your date's?" He takes a swig of milk. "Yeah, for the prom tomorrow." "Okay, well, why do you have her cat?" For insurance."
"Well, insurance?
What do you mean, exactly?" "Well, I'm not sure that she's going to show." "What happened? What did she say when you asked her?" He rolled his eyes. "Oh, she's all, it's so totally inappropriate. She wasn't into it at all."
"What?"
His date wasn't interested in being a date.
"Okay."
I shook my head slightly, trying to make sense of my son. "So, you took her cat? Because she said no?" "No, Dad! What do you think, I'm crazy?" "No, but you do have her cat." "Well, sure. She said she didn't want to go to the prom with me, and I told her that she did, but she just didn't know it yet." and that going to the prom with me was the right thing to do, so I would have to make her do it if she didn't want to. What? What kind of... Where on earth did you learn that was a good idea? From my political science class. Your political... What? How on earth does that make sense? I took a deep breath. Okay, step me through it. He smiles. Sure. So my political science teacher tells us that we choose the government, and then the government gets to tell us what to do, right? Yeah, that's the theory, I guess. So I asked her, hey, what if we don't like what the government tells us to do? And she says, well, we have to obey the government anyway, but we can protest or vote for someone else in a few years or whatever. And then I said, well, what if the government orders us to do something that we really disagree with? Can we say no? She says, not really. You have to obey the government. Why? I asked. She says, well, because you've chosen the government. But if we have chosen the government, why would it need to force us to do things? It's like if I go to the store and buy an iPod and say to the guy, I really want this iPod, here's my money, and he pulls out a gun and says, you totally have to buy this iPod or I'm going to shoot you. He shakes his head. What kind of sense would that make? If I want to buy the iPod, no one has to force me to buy it. If I don't want to buy the iPod, isn't it kind of wrong to force me to buy it? Am I wrong, Dad? I sigh. Sometimes I wish my son didn't have to learn these lessons. No, son, you're not wrong. He smiles. So then I said that governments then must be always forcing people to do what they don't want to do, or I guess stop them from doing what they do want to do. And of course we can come up with example after example.
I guess that's
of
true.
This being the case. I mean, the cigarette tax earlier is attempting to coerce people into not smoking cigarettes.
They're or at least paying society. More for it.
And she says that people want to do wrong things, but that government makes them do the right things. So I asked her how people who want to do the wrong things can possibly vote for people that will force them to do the right things. I mean, I know if you know enough to say to someone, force me to be good, and here's my list of good things, then surely you're good enough already and don't need to be forced. And only bad people would want that job anyway. He shakes his head. Then she gets really angry and says that people have to be forced to do the right thing, that there are a lot of bad people in the world and we need governments to protect us, so we have to obey, because the government is trying to help us, and basically, it knows best. So I say, and we've heard people make those claims, so I say, then it's okay to force people to do stuff even if they don't want to? She says, yes, as long as you have their best interests at heart. I started to ask her how you could possibly know that, but she cut me off and said we had to move on, and that all the other kids were bored, which I don't think was the case, because they were all pretty wide-eyed by then. I nod slowly. So, the cat? My son hops up on a stool. Right, right. So I want a date for the prom, and I ask someone in my poli science class, but she's all, no, that's so inappropriate. But I really want her to come, because I have her best interest at heart. So I tell her that she has to come to the prom with me, because there are a lot of bad dates out there, and it's my duty to protect her. She says that she doesn't need protection. I say, sorry, that's not really an option. And I say, and then she tells me to get lost. I say, well, if you don't want to obey me, there will be consequences. She gets really mad and tells me to stop threatening her. I say, whoa, I'm not threatening you. I'm just governing you. And if she doesn't obey me, I'll be forced to take her cat. She calls me a little creep and storms off. So, that's her cat. Yeah, it's easy to find out where people live. And it was an outdoor cat, so I didn't have to break in or anything. I sigh. So when can I expect a call from the girl's parents? He blinks in confusion. Parents? Why would her parents call? She's like, ancient. Ancient? You're in grade 9. Sure. So, how old is this girl? He pokes his finger into the cat cage. Hi there. He glances at me. Oh, she's not a girl, Dad. She's a woman. What?
Oh, it's the teacher.
The phone rings. Numbly, I pick it up. Before I can say anything, a shrieking female voice hits my ear like an ice pick. This is Mrs. Statton, your son's political science teacher. What on earth is going on, and where the hell is my cat?
That's a really, really great story.
What a great analogy. I mean, the political people say that government is necessary so people can do good things, and he essentially turned it right on its head. and used it against her. I don't think it's a true story, but nonetheless.
I don't think so either, but it's
creative.
It's funny. I can't say that I think that government should be done away with for these very reasons, but I think that's a great story. And I think that, you know, people of your philosophy, the free marketeer philosophy, they certainly have the moral high ground, even if they're not right.
That's for sure. If it's okay for some people to force others to do things, then it must be okay for everyone to. That's the logic of government, at least. And, oh yeah, none of us did sign an agreement agreeing to government. It just sort of existed and coerced us into its system.
I think it's gotten better over time with now with the sort of democratic voting system. More people can choose who their leader is rather than just being born under a king who happens to
be
the leader.
But that's not the case, because we've heard the argument of the opposite. We heard the argument before that kings were better than what we have today.
I've heard the argument, but I think...
And it was pretty persuasive.
It was a persuasive argument.
Force is never better.
Somebody can make a persuasive argument for, you know, a Democratic election,
it's
too.
It's always force, and there's no better version of it.
What
Let's
I like
the
about...
phones. We got a call. We got to go to John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Guys.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm watching the TV, and it's the corporate news America is telling me how desperate you guys are for an effective exit strategy to save the lives of your own children. And I'm going, you know, there's no problem here. It's effectively communicating the protections of all people concerned. If you've got a concern for Iraqi citizenry, like if you're fighting to protect their freedoms, you got to return all the stolen loot. We got to track down every last stolen dollar, and no matter where it leads, you know. And we had 60 Minutes tell us, you know, they're Bramer's buddies at the CPA that have lost the billions and billions of dollars. Well, if soldiers are dying to defend Iraqi citizenry, you want to go after those guys. 60 Minutes told us they, in two cases, they've bought themselves private villas with the stolen loot they've taken from poor American dying comrades.
I'm confused. Bought the private villas?
A couple of guys who are working with the CPA under Bramer.
What is
you know,
the CPA? Who's Bramer?
They're supposed to be doing contracts with American tax dollars or stolen Iraqi dollars, and they just essentially misplaced the money somewhere. But
I guess it's not a surprise that there's a lot of graft and a lot of malfeasance going on in Iraq. We're out of time, though. John, if you want to explain it a little more, call tomorrow night. We appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.